Hello everyone and welcome back to Finula's podcast show. I am Finula, and if you are a regular listener, you probably might have noticed that I talk about lot many things. And lately, as I was brainstorming ideas, I thought of reading poetry. So for my first episode, I thought of reading from William Blake's poetry collection, Songs of Innocence and of Experience. So this collection is divided into two parts, Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience by the author. And as I read the poem, I think you might notice the differences between both the parts. So firstly, I'll be reading Holy Thursday from Songs of Innocence, and secondly, I'll be reading Holy Thursday from Songs of Experience, and after that I'll be giving my opinion on the poems, and after that and I'll be telling you what I understood from the poem. So let me begin. Holy Thursday. 'Twas on a holy Thursday, the innocent faces clean, the children walking two and two in red and blue and green. Grey-headed beetles walked before with wands as white as snow, till into the high doom of falls they like Thames waters flow. Oh, what a multitude they seemed, these flowers of London town! Seated in companies they sit, with radiance all their own. The hum of multitudes was there, but multitudes of lambs, thousands of little boys and girls raising their innocent hands. Now, like a mighty wind, they raise to heaven the voice of song, or like harmonious thunderings the seats of heaven among. Beneath them sit the aged men, wise guardians of the poor. Then cherish pity, lest you drive an angel from your door. That is the end of part one. And now I will be reading Holy Thursday from Songs of Experience. Holy Thursday. Is this a holy thing to see in a rich and fruitful land? Babes reduced to misery, fed with cold and usurious hands. Is that trembling cry a song? Can it be a song of joy, and so many children poor? It is a land of poverty, and their sun does never shine, and their fields are bleak and bare, and their ways are filled with thorns. It is eternal winter there. For where'er the sun does shine, and where'er the rain does fall, babe can never hunger there, nor poverty the mind appall. So as I was reading the poem, I was able to notice that the poet wanted the reader to take care of the charity children. People consider that William Blake, actually not just consider, William Blake was a romantic poet, but the way his poetry was written, I personally felt like it was written during the Industrial Revolution. And also in the first part, you can notice that it was romanticized, the children sitting in the church. And I will say that the first part is about the church and how the children were happily seated in this church singing. And the second part, the Songs of Experience, is about the society, in which shows that the children, however they were happily portrayed in the first part, singing happily in churches, they had their own dark side. So in the first part, we can see that the poet says that the children were singing. It sounded like harmonious thunderings, and all of their voices sounded like a mighty wind. And so in the second part, you can see that the poet contradicts that. Is that trembling cry a song? Can it be a song of joy? He says. And here you can see that, I see the way the children were treated. While I was reading this poem, I was able to, I thought of Oliver Twist, because, and also given the fact that the word beetle is employed here, if you have already read Oliver Twist, you'll know who a beetle is. A beetle is a person who takes care. He's not more like a caretaker, but he's the person who supervises charity homes. And here in the first part in Songs of Innocence, you can see that the beetles are portrayed or shown as grey-headed beetles, and see, once as white as snow. That is given on the third line, and I feel like the wands as white as snow is the sticks they use to lash the children. I'm not sure though. And in the first part, it was completely romanticized. You could see that the children were seated with radiance and everything, and they sounded harmonious, and they had guardians who are the beetles. And in the second part, in Songs of Experience, you can notice that even if you see the first line, in the first stanza, it says, "Is this a holy thing to see?" And here it completely contradicts the whole statement. You see, the title of the poem is Holy Thursday, and they are seated in the church, and in the first line of first stanza of Songs of Experience, Holy Thursday, it says, "Is this a holy thing to see?" You can see the contradiction, right? In a rich and fruitful land, babes reduced to misery. Here you can see, like, it was London. It was based in London, and the poet says that it is a rich and fruitful land. You can see that, right? And the children, though it was a rich and fruitful land, the children were not given any share of it, and they were fed with cold and useless hand. See, the children were fed with cold. Cold meaning they were hostile, and useless meaning like the people, they do not want to give. Though they were loaded, they do not want to give. And after that, the songs which they sang, like I already told, the harmonious thunderings. Here, William Blake says, "Is that trembling cry a song? Can it be a song of joy?" He says. Here, you can completely notice the contradiction. And after that, "And their sun does never shine, and their fields are bleak and bare, and their ways are filled with thorns. It is eternal winter there." Here you can notice the complete misery of the children. And also, I'll say, like, the way the adults portrayed, I wouldn't say adults, the way the people in authority, I wouldn't even say that. The way people portrayed things, you know, for example, the beetles, in Oliver Twist, you can notice that the beetle, like, they tried to tell the government that they did everything for the children, but they actually did not. Here you can see that. So yes, I think that's my opinion. I was able to compare this thing a lot with Oliver Twist, and given the fact that I read it as a prescribed text last semester. And yes, thank you people. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more.